Welcome to the daily VFN radio highlights at VFNTV.com. Enjoy. First, I want to talk about, I had a chance to go to a small town in Alabama, in northern Alabama, and several ministers, we were getting a get together and just kind of relax and talk and encourage each other and that type of thing. And we had several cabins. They're like these cabins that were on the, in Alabama, okay? Somewhere. You know what I'm saying? Okay. There's a lot of places. I mean, I remember when Pat and I were going north to another particular place in Alabama once, and we were in some store, and everybody's a hunter in Alabama. Everybody hunts, which is really a good... If you want a friend that's from Alabama and what's about happened in the world, you want somebody that can hunt. And Kevin, if you're listening, you owe me some backstrap. Anyway, so the... there was even kids in the little like 7-Eleven stores, whatever you call them, that had diapers that were camouflage diapers.
Oh my goodness!
Camouflage diapers, you know, like hunting clothes and stuff.
Yeah, yeah.
Anyway, so I was in another part of Alabama, and I was there with a group of ministers, and just having a, you know, just relaxing, having a real good time, and all of a sudden, you know, we're in this cabin, and this cabin has two bedrooms in it, and it has two beds in each room, and it has other things in there too. But all of a sudden, this friend of mine comes running out of this other room, screaming. And I'm thinking, like, he's seen a bear or something. Like, what? And he goes, there's a rat. And of course, you know, John, I'm laughing. You know, he's grabbing your gut and just laughing, thinking, this is hilarious. This is so hilarious. And there was a guy in there with him that fought battles in Iraq.
And get a rat.
Yeah. So I'm laughing and just, oh, so this is going to be really good. I'm going to be really encouraged with this gathering. And so then we go and I said, listen, I had this package of M&Ms, peanut M&Ms. Mm-hmm. I said, listen, I know exactly. And he's listening to everything I'm saying. I know exactly how to get, because like he ran up the ran up under the bed.
Oh, his my bed. Goodness.
And he says, and so I said, I know exactly how to get this thing out. So I walk into his room and he's standing behind me like I'm a shield, right? And I start putting down these peanut M&Ms like Hansel and Gretel bread trails. I'm putting M&Ms down. And he's looking at me like, have you lost your mind? You're going to be feeding and their brothers and sisters are going to come out. What are you doing putting candy on the floor? There's rats in here, you know? And that's what he was saying with his face. Mm-hmm. What he was saying is different with his mouth. And it was just so funny. Every M&M I put down, I'm just laughing, put another down, and another one down, and another one down. And finally he caught on. He's messing with me. And so I'm a super nice guy, super nice guy. I'm not going to share names to protect the innocent. And so then, you know, we got to, you know, go in there and pull this bed up. So you can take the whole bed and stand at the end of it. You can pick it up. Well, of course, if you do that, you're expecting this rat to come running out from under this log cabin bed, right? So, of course, we recruited the military man from Afghanistan, mm-hmm. You know, the captain. And he came in there. He came in there. And we're waiting and we're preparing for this thing to come barreling out from under the bed. And he grabs the bed at the foot of the bed. Mm-hmm. He picks up the box spring there and picks it straight up in the air. So everything was totally exposed. And the only thing that was under this pastor's bed was a pair of high heels. There was a pair of high heels shoes up under the bed. Oh, my goodness. We laughed and laughed and laughed. That was so, so funny. Obviously, it was from the previous tenants that stayed there, he said. No. Oh, we had so needless to say, we never found this rat. And my room was the other room. So, you know, of course, I was brave, but when I was going to go to sleep, I closed my door and took a towel, stuffed a towel by the door.
Oh, really?
I can just imagine it crawling in. And I locked my door because I figured they'd do something to me after what I did. Oh, my goodness. You've just been listening to the highlights from the Daily VFN Radio program. Don't forget to share them with your friends. Find more and listen to the Daily VFN Radio program in its entirety at VFNTV.com or with the mobile VFN TV app on your mobile phone or device. That's VFNTV.com.